Meredith, you taught in the Prem Ashram school that first 2 years after you came
Yes,
back.
I was there.
Could you talk a little bit about the experience or two that you had at that time in that circumstance?
Well, as I told you, I never believed in Baba in the beginning. And initially also I respected him, I bowed to him also, but still I was hesitating to accept him as God. But two things in those Premashram days two things that happened at that time made me aware of it, and I started believing in Baba. One was, you must have heard about Chota Baba, Abdullah Pakrawan. He was a student from Persian Gulf. He came just to study free of charge. No expenses. Baba provided shelter, food and education both to the students who had come. So he thought that he will get free education, and he had come there. He was slightly older than other boys. Other boys were bowing to Baba, he would never bow to Baba. He was a staunch Sunni Muslim. In those days, Baba was in seclusion in the cabin, which is his now tomb. And every evening, boys of the ashram, as well as the mandali and teachers, they used to sit on a platform near Baba, and Baba would dictate the discourses that we have got at present. All those discourses were actually dictated in those days. But then afterwards they were edited, re-edited as different. I'm talking of 1928. One day, it was the month of December, very cold. It was very cold in those days at night. And we were all sitting, and this boy, Abdullah Pakrawan, Chota Baba, cried loudly, and all of a sudden fell unconscious. Baba was wearing that black coat which is now in this museum. He took out his coat, he took out his napkin that was tied around his head because it was cold. And he was actually sweating. I have seen with my eyes. And then he asked us immediately to remove Abdullah to hospital. That means hospital means that a room was kept in the ashram where anybody falling sick can be treated there. Yes, and then everything was quieted down. He said that this boy is now has the experiences of the sixth plane saint. For 4 days this boy remained unconscious, with eyes wide open, all the time in bliss, happy. Food was also mechanically given to him. On the fourth day, just when we were sitting near Baba, we heard him crying loudly. Baba then explained that he is now coming to consciousness, and he thinks that the bliss that he was enjoying all these 4 days is being taken away from him, and that's why he's crying. So he asked me, go and ask him why he is crying. I go and ask him, he just said, Baba, Baba, why you are taking away from me? Why you are doing this? Why you are doing that? Then Baba sent word to him that he should be happy. He is coming to consciousness, his bliss is also remained. To me it was an experience that Baba gave to a man who did not believe in him also. Who was, of course, innocent, he was a young boy. And because perhaps it was his destiny that Baba gave the spiritual experiences. And he was witnessing Baba in each and everything, seeing Baba. In everything, everybody, whoever is Baba, is Baba. That was one incident that had a great impression upon me. Second was, during the same period, one day about lunchtime, I was also sitting near Baba, and Baidul comes with a small pot in which there was rice. He comes and complains to Baba that today the rice is raw, it's not cooked properly. And Chagan, someone, you know him or not, I do not know, he was one of the mandalis, Baba's mandali, old man, he died. He was in charge of the kitchen. So Baba naturally called Chagan. It was his working, nothing else, but the rice was not so raw, just a little, it was not yet okay. So Baba calls Chagan and taunts him, you are like this, you are like that. Do you want to kill my children that you cook rice like this and all? By cooking rice that children were going to die. But he has his purpose, we don't know. Chagan stood quietly, spoke nothing. Then Baba calls Rustamji. Rustamji was Adi's elder brother, who was at that time the superintendent of the ashram. Adi, you know Adi, of course. He calls Rustamji and tells that give Shagan four strokes of cane, punishment. So Shagan stood like this, two on this end, two on this end, and then get out, Baba said, you go away, you do not do your duty properly and all sorts of things. Shagan quietly went away. 5 minutes he had not gone, he went away. Baba asked someone is sitting, go and call Shagan back. One, two, three, whoever were there, last was I was like, go and while you are sitting, go and call, bring Shagan here. To my surprise, I and one another Persian teacher, who was in charge of the Persian section, Kekasro Afsari, if you, anyone has heard, who was known by, given the name by Baba as Rao Sahib. I and we two run to the storeroom where grain and everything was found. There Shagan was on the point of cutting his throat with a barber's razor. These hefty Persians jumped up and caught him there and brought him to Baba. Well, Baba again turned.